Hello, this is Mark Brown for Beyond the Room at the 2018 Conference on Transdiagnostic Approaches to Mental Health Challenges in Cambridge. We're on to the second day and I'm here with...
Sarah Tai. I'm a clinical psychologist and researcher at Manchester University.
So you're going to be presenting later on this afternoon. What is it you're going to be saying?
Well, Mark, I'm going to be talking a little bit about an approach called the Method of Levels. And I don't particularly want to talk about it as some new therapy, because we have enough of those. It's really a principles-based approach. So it's an application of a theory called perceptual control theory. And we use principles of that theory to apply to working with people. Yeah. And those principles are really based on saying, let's understand what we think works in any effective therapy. And really capitalize on using those approaches rather than lots of frills and things that many therapies add that they think make them very novel.
So in practice, what does that approach look like and feel like for someone?
Well, it's all about helping people become much more aware of their life goals and understanding that often those goals can be incompatible. And when they are, people can't really attain any of the goals that are important to them. So in this approach, it's very client-led. So I would ask the person to tell me what it is that they want to focus on. And it largely consists of asking questions. And these questions are of a curious nature. So I'm very curious about what the person's experience is and getting them to really focus on that. So I'm really trying to get them to attend to the experiences that they're having so that they can identify what this says about the goals that are important to them so we can help them work towards getting those.
So is this a transdiagnostic approach?
I prefer to use the term adiagnostic as opposed to transdiagnostic nowadays, because for many of the people I work with, having a label and focusing on symptoms is something that they say is not helpful. And even people who come saying that their symptoms are a problem, they don't necessarily want to talk about those. They want to talk about life goals. And many of the people I work with would be given all sorts of diagnoses. So I prefer to call it an adiagnostic approach, because it can be used with anybody with any problem.
Have you ever had the experience of someone coming to you for that sort of help and then really not liking it?
Well, when things are helpful, we often find they're helpful because they're getting people to focus on the very things that are troubling them and are problematic. That's never going to feel pleasant. So I warn people about this before they start. And most of the people that I work with have problems that involve quite serious and long-term issues, such as psychosis, you know, hearing voices, having unusual beliefs, or extreme mood difficulties. Getting them to focus on the experiences around this never feels easy. So yes, they don't particularly like it, but they are willing to tolerate some of that difficulty in order to understand their problems better. And we move at their pace. So I'm not forcing anyone to do anything that they're not ready to do or they don't want to do.
So based on the fact that we're at a conference about transdiagnostic approaches, what question do you anticipate being asked by the audience?
Well, I only have 20 minutes, yeah. And that's not a lot of time to describe the approach. And so people sometimes disagree with some of the principles and say, well, we're already doing this, because they don't see how it's different. Or they might not really understand how it looks like in practice, because I won't have time to actually demo it. So some of the questions might pertain to, you know, tell me more about what this would look like in practice, or, you know, explain the principles a little bit more and how are they different.
Brilliant, thank you for that.